Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God bless you. God bless you on tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Amen. There is something truly about that name. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. We thank him for his goodness. We thank him for his grace on tonight. Truly, 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 the Lord is good to us. Amen. He's good to us, people of God. And listen, we owe him a praise. Amen. We just owe him a praise. Glory be to God. We owe him a sanctified praise. We owe him an acceptable praise, people of God, because truly he's been good to us. Amen. Has he been good to you? Glory to God. I just believe he has been good to you too. Amen. Glory to God, for he has brought us here. Amen, Jesus, coming right on into this Sabbath on today. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord. We glorify him. Amen, Jesus, for all that he's doing. For I'm telling you, the Lord is doing some amazing things. He's doing some phenomenal things in the earth. Amen. And we are just so grateful for all that he's doing. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people of God, if we had 10,000 tongues and all of us were praising him with everything within us, listen, it still wouldn't be enough, amen, to give him praise and honor that is due unto his name. Amen, Jesus, we bless the Lord. Amen, we bless him, we thank you. We want to say welcome. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, God bless you as you're coming in on tonight. We just ask you to go ahead and send out a text message to a couple of people. Let them know that we're here. Amen. Let them know that we are here. Amen. Glory to God. Let them know that we're preparing. Amen. We're preparing. We're getting ready. Amen. But we are already broadcasting. Amen. So we thank the Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. We bless him. Glory be to God. We bless him on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. For the Lord is good. The Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. Amen, Jesus. Greatly, greatly, greatly to be praised. I just thank him on tonight. I'm just in a grateful place, in a very, very grateful place. And I pray that you are too, as everyone is continuing to come in. Everyone come in. Glory to God, come on in, come on in, come on in. Glory to God, come on in, come on in, come on in. Glory to God, to the Prayer News Network. Glory to God, and as I say, as you come in, just turn around and tell somebody else to come on in. Tell them to come on and join us on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come and join us on tonight. Amen. Tell them, glory be to God, they don't want to miss this night. Amen. They don't want to miss this night. They don't want to miss this hour. They don't want to miss this opportunity. Glory be to God. Listen, it is here that the Lord is commanding a blessing, and we are all here. Amen. And we know that there's a blessing in store for us. So we, again, want to welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Each and every one of you, whether you're listening, amen, by calling in, glory to God, whether you're listening by radio, we just want to say welcome, 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 welcome. Amen. And we always give a special recognition to, amen, our brothers and sisters that are listening from afar. Glory to God. We thank God for everyone that is listening in the continental U.S. Amen. But we just want to let our listeners know in other countries, we just want to let you know that we know that you are here. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Just to mention a few, and the list is growing. But we thank God for Bermuda on the night. We thank the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. For the Bahamas Island on tonight. We bless the Lord. Glory be to God for Canada. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. For Brazil. We're thanking him for China. We bless the Lord. Amen. For the UK on tonight. Amen. For West Africa and South Africa. We thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, it's a beautiful thing. And truly, it's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. So we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome. Welcome, 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 our visitors. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Our participants, welcome on tonight. Glory to God. Don't forget to text somebody. Don't forget to text somebody and tell them to come on in. Tell them to come on in and hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. Tell them to come on in. Listen, we got to compel them to come. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, listen, there's that spirit called busy. There's a spirit called busy. Amen, Jesus. We better watch out for that spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. We don't want to have that Martha spirit. Amen, Jesus. But we want to have the Mary spirit. Amen. Who sat at his feet. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to take time out. Amen. Of those, to savor those precious moments with the Lord. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Again, if you would, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and send those text messages out. Let everyone know that we're here. Let them know that we're getting ready to go live. We're going live. Amen. Glory to God. Tell them to come and be your visitor. Tell them to come and be your guest on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come and be your guest. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're blessing him already in advance for the word. For surely, 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 we know that there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. We're blessing him. Glory to God. Blessing the Lord, because truly he's ahead of this line. He's ahead of this broadcast, people of God. And we thank God for it, because he has been leading us every step of the way. He has been leading us every step of the way. I'm telling you, ordered steps, people of God. Glory to God. Can somebody say ordered steps? Amen. And here we are, and on day number 346, glory be to God, day number 346, amen, the Lord has led us every step of the way, glory to God, every day we've been here except for about one or two, amen, Jesus, break it for the holiday, glory to God, but we have been here, amen, standing in the gap, amen, for the people of God. Glory to God, and we're blessing the Lord on tonight for each of you that have followed us along this journey. Glory to God. Truly, it is a journey indeed, and we give God thanks, and we give him praise, amen, for the great work that he's doing. Glory be to God right here in the midst of us, and we thank him. We glorify him. We bless him on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight for our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.B. James. Thanking the Lord for him and for Mother James. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for Mother James. Amen. Let us, amen, continue to keep her, amen, in our prayers, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Certainly keeping her in our prayers. Amen. Thanking the Lord tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Who resides down in Gainesville, Florida. Amen. Jesus, there at Lighthouse, Lighthouse EPC. We thank God for him. We thank God tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking the Lord for him, people of God, and for Mother Taylor. And again, thanking the Lord for the women of God that stands by the side of these men of God. Amen. Being a helpmeet, amen, helping to meet the needs. And we thank God for it, amen. We bless the Lord for it, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Glory to God. Go ahead again, people of God, and send out those text messages and let everyone know that we're here. We're broadcasting live. Glory to God. Glory to God, amen. Whether it's one, two, three, four, five or more people, go ahead and send out those text messages and let someone know that we are here and we're getting ready to, amen, hear from the Lord on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God for, amen, Jesus. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. We bless the Lord for them on tonight. Glory to God, each one in their respective places. Thanking God, amen, for the places that they hold, the places that they occupy, because they, amen, Jesus, they are part of other churches, but they lend a hand to help keep this work moving forward. So we thank God for it on tonight. We bless him. We honor him. We glorify him. For all leaders that are here on the line, amen, so many of you, amen, you come and you sit and you listen, amen, Jesus, glory to God, not just come in to be a speaker, but you come and you sit and you listen. And it's always beautiful to see. And to you, thank the Lord, we honor you. We honor each of you in your respective places. We thank God for you. Amen. Thank God for you being connected to this Prayer News Network. Amen. And people of God, we thank God for each of you. Amen. Each of you. Amen. Glory to God. You are somebody special. Amen. In God's eye. Amen. You're somebody special to us. Amen. We love you. We appreciate you, your dedication, your commitment. Glory to God to keep this work moving forward in the earth that the Lord can be glorified. Amen. Glory to God. For he said, if we lift him, amen, he would do the drawing. Amen. Glory to God. And this is just one means by which we're trying to lift him so that people can look unto him and see and live. Glory to God. And know that they don't have to die in their sins. Glory to God. But that we serve a risen Savior. Glory to God who looked down upon us one day. Glory to God, saw our need to be saved. Glory to God, and he saved us. And we're thanking God for that. We're blessing the Lord for that on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. I'm excited tonight, people of God, as I always say. I'm very excited to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So, amen. We're going to, amen, go ahead and prepare now, people of God. We want you to go ahead and get your pencil and your paper. Go ahead and get your pencil and your paper so that you can jot something down from tonight's message. Amen. Whether it's scripture that you can go back and read, whether it's a word, glory to God, that you can share with someone else. And, amen, after you've taken it and letting it marinate in your spirit, glory be to God. We want you to, amen, just jot something down. Jot a couple of things down, people of God. And this helps us to be able to retain and recall, glory to God, what was said. Amen. Because we don't want to be forgetful hearers. Amen. Glory to God. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. So do, please, ma'am, please, sir, go ahead and get your pencil and your paper. Amen, Jesus, as we are preparing now, amen, Jesus, to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We bless him again. We thank him again for each and every one of you. We bless him for this hour. We bless him for this hour right now. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We thank him on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, we want to prepare, amen, we want to prepare, amen, for our prayer of sanctification on tonight. Glory to God, our prayer of sanctification. Glory to God, because we know that the line has to be sanctified, people of God. We cannot go to God any kind of way. No, no, no. Psalm 66 and 18 says, if I regard iniquity in my heart, amen, Jesus. And this is why we always take time to carefully, amen, listen, we're doing, what we're doing, amen, is very calculated, is in God's divine order. And we want to be able to maximize and to receive all that the Lord has for us, amen. So we always take time to sanctify ourselves, sanctify the line, sanctify the hearers, so that the word that comes out of the mouth of the man of God, amen, it will go right into your spirit, and that it will produce a harvest, amen. Glory to God, that it will produce for you. It will produce for the kingdom. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to ask on tonight, amen, glory to God, one of our PNN advisors, amen, glory be to God, amen. We're going to ask Minister Emmanuel if he can sanctify the line tonight, amen, Jesus, if he's not in a place, glory to God, that he's not able to do it, amen, Jesus, but we're going to ask him on tonight. Glory be to God, if he can, if he can, if he can, amen. As I said, people of God, people of God, they were so many hats in the secular world as well as in the body of Christ. So we thank God for whatever they can give to contribute, amen. Glory be to God. So at this time, we're going to release the platform, the man of God, on tonight to sanctify the line, people of God.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. God bless you too. Amen. Each and every one of you. Amen. Tonight, thank God for one more time the Lord has allowed us to assemble together in his name. Amen. We want to go to God in prayer. Amen. Once you put your hearts and your minds on the Lord, amen, whatever it is that you need of God tonight, we want you to reach out. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Father God, we bless your holy name. Father God, we just thank you for bringing us down to a close of another week. Realize you didn't have to do it, but you did. Oh God, we just thank you for grace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for redemption. We thank you, oh God, for the shedding of your blood. Oh God, we thank you for forgiveness of our sins and our iniquities. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you for all things. We praise your holy name. Oh God, we rejoice. We magnify you just because of who you are. Oh God, we ask you right now, oh God, look down upon us. Oh God, as we come into your presence tonight, oh God, we pray that you will examine our hearts. We pray that you will search us through and through. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we want to create, oh God, we pray that you create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit in us. Oh God, we want to worship you in spirit and in the truth. Oh God, we want to do thy will tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that you move everything out the way, God. Every hindrance caused tonight, God. We pray that you would, oh God, be moving from us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we know that your hand is not short and that it cannot save. We know, oh God, that your ears not heavy, that it cannot hear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we realize that we need you tonight. Oh God, one come to you for one thing, somebody else come to you for another. But Father God, we all have a need tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we need you tonight, God. We need you to touch us tonight, Lord. We need you to touch our hearts and touch our minds. We pray that you would strengthen us tonight, God. Oh God, strengthen us on every side tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, any may be weak tonight, God. We pray that you would strengthen their souls tonight. Encourage them in the faith tonight. We know you will. Oh God, oh God, we need your help tonight, Lord. Oh God, we need you tonight, Jesus. Oh God, we realize tonight, God, we can't make it by ourselves. But Lord, we are depending on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we look to you tonight, Lord. We take you at your word tonight, Lord. We need your help tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, see your anointing tonight. Oh God, see your spirit down tonight, Lord. Have your way in our lives, God. Oh God, when the way you bless us tonight, Lord, we'll be satisfied. In the name of Jesus, oh God, send on power tonight, oh God, send on repentance tonight, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Lord, we want to be real, God, in everything that we do and say, oh God, help us to be real tonight, don't let us be caught up in pretense, don't let us be caught up in hypocrisy tonight, but Lord, help us to be real, oh God, help us to worship you, in spirit and in truth tonight, we know you able. Lord, work on us tonight, God, make us all over again, make us what you have us to be, in the name of Jesus, we need revival tonight, Lord, revive our souls, stir up our spirit minds tonight, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we're calling on you, Lord, you are our help tonight, you are our strength to deliver, you are our strength tonight, in thee, O Lord, do we put our trust, never let us be put in confusion, oh Jesus, we need you, we need a word tonight, just one word, will change our situation, just one word, will encourage our name of Jesus. Oh, God, strengthen us on every hand. Help us to keep the faith. Oh, God, help us. Help us to hold on. Help us to go all the way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what we're going through. You know the afflictions of your people tonight. You know every trial and tribulation that your people are undergoing, God. We pray that you will be a help in the time of trouble. You are our refuge tonight. You are our strength. A very present help, even in trouble. Lord Jesus, we need you, Lord. Where shall we go? To whom shall we turn to? Thou hast the word of eternal life. And we are persuaded that you're able to keep us tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, be our keeper tonight. Keep us in the hour, God. Oh, Jesus. We need you, Lord. We need a little help tonight. We acknowledge tonight, God, that we need your help. We can't make it on our own, God. We can't do this by ourselves. We need you, Lord. Give us more power, Lord. We need power. Holy Ghost power. We need power. Power to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fill our cup tonight. Oh, God, fill us up. Oh, God, fill us up until our cup run over. In the name of Jesus. Fill us up with joy tonight. Fill us up with peace tonight. Give us hope, God. In the name of Jesus. In your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we know you're able, Lord. Oh God, we want to be right tonight. Oh God, help us to be ready. We want to be ready, Lord. When you call our name, we want to be ready, Lord. Help us to be ready tonight. Help us to set out in order. In the name of Jesus, we know you're soon to come. You are about to return. You're looking for a church without spot or wrinkle, or any blemish. Wash us in your blood tonight. Wash us, white as snow. Please, Lord, cleanse us off again. Cleanse us fully through, God. In the name of Jesus, work and wash away our sins. Nothing but the blood of the Lamb. Work and make us whole again. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Apply the blood to our life tonight. Apply the blood. Apply the blood to our life, God. You said in your word, when you see the blood, you will pass over me. Jesus, keep us covered under the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, don't let us be moved tonight. Don't let us be uprooted tonight. But help us to stay fast in the liberty, where Christ has made us free, Be not afraid to give us in yoke of bondage, In the name of Jesus, Help us to stay fast, On your eternal word, In the name of Jesus, We know you are the Lord, See your word tonight, Bless your messenger, Lord, Bless the speaker of the hour tonight, Deliver your word, God, In power and demonstration, Speak, Lord, Speak, Lord, Speak tonight, Lord, In the name of Jesus, We want to hear your voice. We want to hear you, God. In the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us. Order our steps in your word tonight. Don't let us fall to our wayside. Don't let us go astray. But Lord, keep us in that straight and narrow path. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do this for your namesake tonight. You be glorified tonight. You be exalted tonight. We'll magnify your name. We'll give your name the praise. We'll glorify you, God. We thank you in advance. Right now, God. We thank you for right now. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you're going to do by faith. We thank you for the saving of the souls. We thank you for the healing of the body. We thank you for deliverance through the precious blood of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, God, we thank you in advance. We thank you by faith. Oh, God, we count it done right now. We believe in you, God. Help our unbelief tonight. Move our elements of doubt tonight. Oh, God, help us to believe as the scripture has said. Out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. In the mighty name of Jesus. baptize somebody with the Holy Ghost. Let believers be stripped tonight. Oh, God, let somebody be saved tonight. Let somebody's life be changed tonight through the precious blood of Jesus and through your preached word tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, any sick among us tonight, let them be healed. Talk for your name's sake, Father. Oh, God, we pray this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and thank God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you. Back into your hands, woman of God.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. Glory be to God. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God for that prayer. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We're excited. We're excited again for what the Lord is about to do. We want to ask you again to go ahead and send out those text messages and let the people know to come on in. Let them know they can come on in. Glory be to God. Join us tonight. Amen. Truly there's a word from the Lord on tonight. Amen. Good night, people of God. Amen. We're going back to, glory to God, the Bahamas Islands. Amen. We're going back to Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a man of God there. Amen. Who means business about God's business. He loves the people of God. He loves the word of God. Amen. Glory be to God. We just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for him on tonight. Glory to God for coming to join us. Amen. Join family. Amen. Glory to God. Family, family, family we are. Amen. So tonight, people of God, again, we're going to Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God by way of Vision of God Outreach Ministry. Vision of God Outreach Ministry. People of God, and tonight we want you to receive Pastor Howard Mott. God bless you, man of God.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise the Lord and greatly to be praised.
Yes.
Amen,
yes,
Jesus. We're coming live from the Bahamas. Amen, Jesus. With the sun and the sand and the sea. We bless God. Amen, Jesus. Even on tonight, give him my respect. Amen, Jesus. Even to angel. Amen, Jesus. That God has allowed. Amen, Jesus. Minister Bradley to introduce this word of God even unto the world, that every nation on the face of the earth may hear it. Amen. I give him respect. Amen. To Bishop Tina. Amen, Jesus. To even the apostle. Amen, Huggins and the prophet. And to all the sons of God all around the world and every nation where the Lord Jesus Christ is being lifted up. I praise God, amen, Jesus, once again for this opportunity to declare the word of God, amen, Jesus, and knowing that God is alive and he's real, amen, Jesus. And I just want to say thank you for every nation that is listening to us from around the world and coming to us, amen, Jesus, even now. If you have your Bibles right now, amen, Jesus, you can turn to 1 Kings chapter 19, beginning at verse 1. The word of the Lord says, amen, Jesus, and Saul spake unto Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, that they shall kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until this morning, and abide in the secret place, and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father, and I will see what I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake of good David, and Jonathan spoke good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he had not sinned against thee, but because his word had been to thee what very good. For he did put his life in his hands and slew the Philistines and wrought a great salvation for all Israel, that thou sawest and didst rejoice. Wherefore thou sinned against the innocent blood to slay David with his horse. And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan and swore, and as the Lord liveth, he shall not slay him. And Jonathan called David and showed him all things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in time past. And there was war against David, went out and fought with all the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter. Amen, Jesus. Right now, before I come to the word of God, amen, Jesus, I'm going to call minister to need to come and minister in a song. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord tonight, for he is worthy to be praised. I'm just going to sing a short verse of this song. Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I'm crying, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour, Lord, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup. Here's my cup, Lord. Fill my cup. Fill it up and make me whole. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Tonight I want to come to you with the word of God. But before I do, let us pray. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again, O God, for this opportunity, O God, to declare the word of God unto the nations of the earth. God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will move, O God, in every continent. God, move, O God, even now in Europe. Move, O God, in Asia. Move, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. Even in Australia, God, move, oh God, even in North, oh God, in South America, God, I pray in the name of Jesus, in every country, oh God, in the continent of Africa, oh God, in Zaire, oh God, even in Nigeria, God, in Chad, oh God, in I pray, oh God, that you'll move in Tanzania, God, even now, oh God, in the Congo, God, even now in Liberia, every nation, oh God, upon the face of the earth, oh God, even now on tonight, oh God, that is listening, oh God, even under the sound of our voice, God, those that are driving in their cars, God, those that are in their womb, God, those, oh God, that are in the airplane, God, even those that wherever they be upon the face of the earth, I pray, oh God, that on tonight that this word of the living God will reach them, oh God, with power and authority. God, I pray, oh God, even on tonight that even Gabriel, the voice and the messenger of Almighty God, will stand in the midst of us, oh God, to declare the living word of God. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that even Michael, the archangel, oh God, will move, oh God, from the midst of the golden candlestick, oh God, and fight, oh God, in war, oh God, even for the souls of men, oh God, in every nation. Oh God, that this word, oh God, will go on tonight. I pray, oh God, by the power of the living Christ, oh God, that souls will be healed. Oh God, the deliverance, oh God, by the power, oh God, of the Holy Ghost, oh God, will come, oh God, even unto the lost, oh God, unto the dying, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that every sickness and every disease will be driven, oh God, out of their bodies, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that this word of God, even on tonight, will come alive. Oh God, that the word, oh God, will quicken, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that myself, oh God, will be dissolved, oh God, and that you, Lord Jesus, will come alive. Oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus that I will decrease, oh God, and that you will increase, oh God, by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank you even on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And I want to talk to you tonight, amen, Jesus, about a kindred, amen, Jesus spirit. I want to talk to you tonight to let you know, amen, Jesus, about a spirit, amen, Jesus, that will bring us into kingship and kindred. And when I look at this word of God on tonight, I see trouble. I see trouble not just in the word of God, but there's trouble now in the earth. That every nation upon the face of the earth has an effect of what is going on and what is happening in the earth. And there are folks that are troubled. There are folks that are confused. There are folks that are burdened. There are folks that are hurting from the inside and even on the outside. There are forces and there are powers of the earth that have risen up against men on every nation upon the face of the earth. And when I look at this word of God tonight, I saw this man of God, this servant of God, David, a man that God had ordained, a man that God had called. The word of God declared, amen, Jesus, and God called him before he called him. He had a man in his stead by the name of Saul, because the children of Israel required God that they wanted a king, because they felt as if they wasn't satisfied no longer that Moses was dead and now Joshua was dead, and they wasn't satisfied that God had given them judge. And when they got down to Solomon, who being the last judge and priest, they decided from God that they needed to hear from a king, because every nation that was around them had accepted a king. So the word of the Lord declared that when Samuel went to God and required God, God said, no, they didn't offend you, but they offend me. But he said, nevertheless, because they see what the nations around them had, they requested a king. And the word of the Lord declared that God gave them a king. And in the third year of his reign, amen, Jesus, he totally disobeyed God and went against the will of God and do that which was contrary to God. And right in an instant, God fired. No long talk, no dispute. Amen, Jesus, his work permit was terminated. And the word declared that when God fired him, after God fired him, the word of the Lord declared that God now went and tell Samuel to go unto the house of Jesse. And when Samuel went to the house of Jesse, the word of the Lord declared, first the first son come, then the second came, then the third, and the word of the Lord declared even unto the seventh. And when they got unto the seventh, the word of the Lord came and he told Samuel, he said, listen, there has to be a next one. And the word of God declared that the word of the Lord declared, he said, yes, there is a son that is in the field, one that is unknown to them. Amen, Jesus. And God spoke a word and they called him out of the field. The word of God said that when he came, he was in of that great statue. He was in of that Amen. Jesus figured where everybody wanted to look at him, but the word of the Lord declared that God had now anointed him king over Israel. And what God did, God didn't even move Saul. God leaves Saul in place for a time and for a season. And the word of the Lord declared that then God fired Saul and tried to reason with Samuel to try to get back his place because he felt as if something and knew that something had left his life. Not only that, the word of the Lord declared that God moved with spirit from around him on a constant basis. And evil spirit came and ministered unto him. And when the evil spirit came and ministered unto him, the word of the Lord declares that his servant said even unto him, God was now set in this age for David to take over. And the word of the Lord declared that God sent, amen, Jesus even to his servant. And they went to the house of Jesse. They got David because you have to understand that even though David had no experience in warfare, even though David had no experience, amen, Jesus, in battle, but the word of the Lord declared in the psalmist that he played before the Lord. And the word of the Lord declares that when God hears music, he says that God inhabits the music and the praises of his people. And when you look at the word of the Lord, amen, Jesus, on a constant basis, David played this music. Until it was so upset that Saul, the word of the Lord said that on one occasion, Saul grabbed his spear and tried to kill David. So David had to flee from him. And after David understood, amen, Jesus, what was the war that was about to take place between him and Saul, the word of the Lord declared that David began to stay away from Saul. But I want to say to you tonight, people, somewhere down on the inside of you, sometime there is a kindred spirit that you need to connect yourself with someone. You need someone that will come into your life and assist you in the things and the problems that you're going through. Sometimes even when you're going through certain situations and you feel as if God is so far, but what God will do, just like he did to the men in the days of old, he will arise of someone that you can come and minister, someone that will encourage you. The word of the Lord declared, that even in the midst of this, God raised up, amen, Jesus, the own son of Saul, Jonathan. The word of the Lord said that the kindred between Jonathan and Saul was so close that the word of the Lord said that they loved one another with their own soul. So sometimes when you look in life, amen, Jesus, I want to say this to you. Sometimes even when you look in life, amen, Jesus, you have some friends. And you know, sometimes now you hear the world, they're saying now they're bestie. They're saying they're friends for life. Some folks say they're ride or die friend. But I don't know nothing but no ride or die friend because I know Christ have already died for us. But the word of the Lord declared, amen, Jesus, that David and the bond between David and Jonathan was so close that David, Jonathan went into his father and tried to negotiate, amen, Jesus, the life of Saul, of David. But I want to say to you people tonight, sometimes, amen, Jesus, and I want you to hear me in the realms of the spirit. Sometimes we're always saying, amen, Jesus, that we have soul friends and we have soul mates. But you have to understand, you just can't connect yourself with someone based on emotion. You can't connect someone, amen, Jesus, based on finance. It has to be by the spirit of the living God. It has to be beyond that of the realms of the flesh. And sometimes what God allows you to do, God allows you to go through some things, amen, Jesus, so you can understand even among your friends that your friends ain't always your friends. Some folks that you have around you, amen, Jesus, they're plotting your demise on a constant basis. And when we look at the word of God, we see one of the greatest examples of that, amen, Jesus, in Jude. Amen, Jesus, how Judas betrayed Jesus. Even though Judas walked with Jesus every day, the word of the Lord declared that everywhere Jesus went, he went. Everything that Jesus did, he did. Everything that Jesus ate, he ate. But at the end of the day, the word of the Lord declared that he took tiny pieces of silver and he sold out Jesus. And I want to say to you sometime, and I need you to hear me, sometime there are some folks in your life. And we like to say sometimes, amen, Jesus, concerning our spiritual fathers and our spiritual mothers. But you have to understand, even when you look, even in the list of your spiritual mothers and your spiritual father, you have to connect yourself by the spirit of the living God. Because the word of God said, how shall we know him but by the spirit? I want to say to you tonight, when you look at every man of God that was moving under the anointing and the power of the living Christ, Whenever they move, they will always take someone of kindred spirit. They will always take someone of seems familiar spirit. They will take someone of a spirit that is near to them. And when I look at this word of God tonight, I see this man David. I see this man Jonathan. And they understand that in order for him to survive, he had to hook himself with someone. And the word of the Lord declared that Jonathan so loved this man that even though his father wanted to betray him, even though his father Saul wanted to kill him, the word of the Lord declared that Jonathan became like a CIA, an FBI. He set up every strategy. He set up every plan that his father would not kill David. And I want to say to you today that are listening to the sound of my voice, you have to know by the will of God where you connect your spirit. And folks, I can tell you because I've been through it all. And I remember the days when I was young in Christianity and the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me concerning certain things that was happening. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you this particular denomination at the time that I was in, they didn't understand the reps of the Spirit. They didn't understand the things of God. And God spoke to me and he said, son, it's time to come on. And folks, I'm telling you, one of the hardest things we can do in our life is sometimes when we connect ourselves with people and we feel that we're going to be with them for the rest of our life. And I can tell you from a preacher, and sometimes when I connect with our folks, myself, even with church folks, and I have to realize sometimes, amen, Jesus, that in this journey that I'm going, ain't everybody going to the end. So sometimes when folks drop off, it kind of put a dampen in your spirit, but you have to understand, you have to press on, you have to give up everything around you and press to the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. And I'm telling you folks, in my early days, when the Spirit of the Lord began to speak to me and began to show me, I said, God, I want to make a decision, but I don't want to make no decision in my flesh. I don't want to make no decision of my own mind. And I spoke and I began to pray to the Lord. I said, God, I want to make this decision. And folks, I'm telling you, the word of God declares that without a vision, the people will perish. And I'm telling you, by the will of God, God spoke to me, amen, Jesus, in a vision, and he showed me three churches. And I'm telling you, in the first church, he showed me it was a political church. And I saw folks in the house of God, and they had on their big old collars, and they were doing everything against the will of God. Then the next church he took me in, it was a church of folks that were compromising, and folks that were doing everything. And the third church he took me in, it was a church where the glory and the power of God was. And folks, I'm telling you, this is an hour and a time. Hear me in the Spirit of God. When you have to connect yourself with people who are going to places in God, because this ain't no time to just be buddy-buddy with folks just because you know them all your life. There are times in your life, in the book of Ezekiel, he said, God says, thou dwellest in the midst of a rebellious house, Ezekiel 12. He said, listen, I am to move you from around them so that they will see what you're trying to bring to them. And sometimes, folks, you have family members in your life. You have to, amen, Jesus, just control yourself and cut them off from time and a season. And I want to let you know tonight, hear me, under the doors that are under the sound of my voice, you have to look over your life and examine where you are in God. You have to look at your friends list and determine who you're going to carry with you. Because you have to understand that the word of God declared that even, like I always just say, Jesus started with 70 folks when he first started his ministry. Then when you look as he began to preach the word of God, he was down to 12. And he continued to preach the word of God. And as he preached the word of God, when he got in the garden of Gethsemane, on the mountain, he was down to 3. And you know the story. And the rest of the story you know about Peter. And you know how Peter went all, amen, Jesus, and he said that he never knew Jesus. But thanks to God and the power that is upon the Lord Jesus Christ, he had no mind to encourage himself. But the word of the Lord declared there were times when the angel of Almighty God relieved the realms of glory to come down and minister unto this man. There were times when he stood before Pilate. There were times when he stood before Herod. There were times when he stood before the Sanhedrin Council and all those who really left him. And I want to say to you tonight, there are times when you will have to go this journey alone. But if you trust in the living God, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, I promise you, by the word of God, he will see you through. Because there were times, even the people that David had around him. And there were a time, amen, Jesus, when the army came and took everything from him. And they wanted to kill David. But the word of the Lord declared that David had to encourage himself in God. And folks, I want to say to you tonight, there are times when you have to go through this thing by yourself. There are times when you will only have sometimes just one person with you. Because when you look at the word of God, the word of the Lord declared that when Job had to go through, and when Job began to experience his experiences, there was such a war going on in his life that the very first thing that started for him was the Bible said that ribs of his ribs and bone of his bone. His very wife said to him, Job, you can't go through this thing no more because we had a luxurious life. But you just need to curse God and die. And when he looked at her, because he realized, well, fight come with God. He said, woman, listen, you don't speak like no intelligent woman. He said, you speak as one of the foolish women. And you will think that after that, it will be all over, Job. But the word of the Lord declared that even when Job, amen, Jesus' three friends came, for the first 7 days, the Bible said that they sit down there, those men that you thought were so close to you, and they sit down there for 7 days, and not a word they said. And Job began to explain his whole life to him. Job began to explain and he cursed the day that he was born. He said, I wish that my mother's breast did not give me milk. He said, I wish that the darkness had covered me. Because sometimes when you go through some problems, and sometimes when you go through some situation, you have to go through it all alone. And the word of the Lord began to say that after the 7 days, these three men began to talk. And when they began to talk, they almost made it sound as if Job had committed all kind of sin. They made it sound as if Job taught him and God was company. They made it sound as if Job had did wrong, that Job had slept with women. They made it sound as if Job was running from the house of God. They made it sound as if Job was a drunkard. They made it sound as if Job did everything that was against the will of God. But these were his friends. So sometimes you have to understand, folks, the word of God says, it says he that is friendly ought to show himself friendly. But when you look at sometimes your friends that you think are your friends, and when you are the end of life, which they are the same one that betrayed you. David put it so, David said, those that not were far off from me. But David said, those that break bread, those that eat at my table, they were the very ones that betrayed me. And you see in the word of God, when David owned son Absalom, decided that he wasn't just comfortable of being at the gatekeeper, but he decided that he was to overthrow his father. And he got an army and defiled not just the house of God, but he defiled David's wife. And he committed the most abominable sin. But yet David, the word of God said, when he heard that Absalom was dead, his heart was troubled. And sometimes we don't understand folks that are near us, but yet we have to forgive them. Folks hurt us deep down on the inside, eternal pains and stripes and hurts that are so severe. But yet Jesus said, 70 times 70, we must forgive them. And I'm saying to you tonight, you have to go through what you go through in order to make it to. But sometimes when you look at the word of God and you go back to the story of Job, the word of the Lord declared that those three men talked for many days. And they reasoned with Job. And all of the word that they give Job, as if it was not comforting to them. As if the word was not bringing any healing to him. Then the word of the Lord declared that amidst them there was a young fellow. And he sat there and he listened and he said to them, he said, listen, I don't want to be disrespectful to you. Because I realize that y'all three men that were talking, and Job that was speaking, y'all are the elders. And he asked permission that he would speak. Sometimes the word of the Lord declares that all of the mortal babes and suckling, thou shalt have perfect praise. And the young man began to talk, and as he began to talk, he shared with them the wonderful experience of God. And he shared with them that this man cannot have done all of these things. And he shared with them, if you believe that God can deliver this man. If you read that passages of scriptures, you'll find out that when it was all over, the word of the Lord declared that God spoke only concerning the tree man. So he let the young fellow off the hook because he spoke as the oracle in the voice of God. So sometimes this wisdom don't always come from the elders. Sometimes even among the youth, they can encourage us. Sometimes they can inspire us. And they can push us on in our efforts to the will of God. If you look at the word of God, there are many stories where folks were troubled, where folks were confused, and they needed someone to encourage them. They needed a kinsman within, someone that would give them a word of life. Even the woman at the well, she needed a word of life. Even Zacchaeus, he needed a word of life, so he went up into the sycamore tree. And Jesus spoke a word to him, and he said, this day, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. So there are times in our life, and we're going through pressures of life. We're going through experiences of life when we need to hear from someone that will set us on life journey. And I want to say to you today, friend is born for adversity. Friend will turn against you. Bible says a brother is born for adversity. But if you friend, there's a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. There's a friend that will go beyond to see you through. There are friends that will come from one end of the state of America to the next end. Right from New York way down to Florida. Catch a plane and come to the Bahamas just to encourage you. Just to tell you, hold on, you can make it, brother. Just to tell you that the Lord said, that your strength comes from the joy of the Lord. I want to say to you tonight, people, you need someone every now and again in your life just to encourage you. You need someone every now and again in your life just to show you you can. Because you believe God, he will do it for you. What if the Lord declared, oh, Jonathan died. By God, in trouble, David. Even though Saul died, he troubled David. Lo and behold, a liar came, and he wanted to receive a reward. And he was deceived, and he said to David, he said, listen, I killed Saul. And it troubled him. It troubled him because he realized that he was the Lord's anointed. And he was expected to receive a gift. And he spoke to Joab, and he said, fall on this man, because he didn't understand. Sometimes in your life, people, sometimes in your life, there are people that are around you that will hurt you and put you through pain. But I want to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says, blessed are ye when men shall persecute you and revile you and say all matters of evil against you. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. When you look at the life of David, you will see that a man that was so loved by God, a man that was so compassionate toward God, that he would not have trouble. But every area of his life, he was troubled. Friends and families and the wealth and the riches that he had, the nations that were about him troubled him. He didn't know who and what to turn to. He didn't know who to trust. Until when he was coming down to the last of his life, yet one of his sons again rised up, jump on the mule and get the folks and gather together to overthrow Solomon that he rightfully said that it could be the heir. And lo and behold, this man on his last breath, the word of the Lord declared that Bathsheba came in there. He didn't know the trust at that stage in life. And then Nathan came in and he spoke his last word. So sometimes in life when you are at your last, God will send a servant. God will send a word so that you can live. So I want to say to you tonight, put your trust in the living God. How to find someone that you can talk to. How to find someone that can encourage you. How to find someone that will show you the way. It says in the book of Ecclesiastes, when one falls all alone, it's a terrible thing. But he said, when two come together, and once when three join in the crowd, the cord cannot be broken easy. Solomon understood all of that. Because with all the wisdom and the knowledge that God had given unto him, and when he backslid on God, the word of the Lord declared that every nation that was every year bringing him tribute, that was his friends and his comrades, had turned against him and became his enemies. And he was able to write it in the book of Ecclesiastes. He told you that everything that you possess in life, everything that you think you have in life, the money, the fame, the power, the popularity, it amazes you sometimes when you listen to stories in the earth and you hear men that boast about their wealth and men that boast about their power and men that boast about their strength. And one sickness and one disease will wipe them off the face of the earth. And the only friend that we have that is an eternal friend, Jesus said, I now call you friend. Hallelujah, glory to God. I want to say to you, those that are listening to me on tonight, Jesus is your friend. Regardless of what is going on, regardless of what is happening in the earth, Jesus will never leave you. The world will deceive you, and the world will convince you that if you trust in medical science, that if you trust in the wealth that you now possess, that it will see you through this. But I want to say to you tonight that the only thing that will see you through is the good friend we have in Jesus. You have to connect yourself to this kindred spirit. You have to connect yourself to this divine spirit that will take you from earth straight to glory. And whatever you're going through, he will see you through. Sometimes you have folks and you're thinking that's your best friend, but you don't understand some best friend have a best friend. And you reveal your whole heart to them. When you listen a few hours ago, that which you shared has been exposed to the world. And we see it all the time in celebrities. And we see it in the basketball. We see it in the football world. They share any most experience, whether with a playmate or a friend. Whenever there is turmoil and war, the folks can take that same information and write a book and make millions and millions of dollars off of them. Now the individual is hurting on the inside and trying again to find someone who they can trust. And you will see in life, they will go through 3, 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7 marriages looking for trust. And at the end of the day, they will die in their sin. They don't find and trust because they never put their trust in God. They never put their hope in God. And I'm saying to you tonight, wherever you are, you must put your faith and your trust in the living God. And if you put your trust in Jesus, just like he did in the days of old, when Abraham was ready to find a wife for his son Isaac, the word of the Lord spoke a word. And out of the midst of all that was going on, the Canaanite woman and the Jebusites and the Amorites and the Hittites, the word of the Lord came to him and said, go back to my father's house and get a wife for my son. And connect with her. And because of that, all of that union came Jacob and Esau. And out of Jacob came the 12 princes, patriarchs. So I'm saying to you, people of God, on tonight, sometimes you have to connect yourself with people. Sometimes you have to get yourself around folks that will inspire you. You have to get yourself around folks that will motivate you and take you to the next level. Because the word of God declares also unto us, know we not that you are compassed about with so great cloud of witness. Those that have went on before us are sitting in the realms of heaven and just cheering us on. Moses and Elijah and Ezekiel and Daniel and Isaiah are just cheering us on. Enoch is just saying, you can make it. Regardless of how I look at the earth, I was here. And every process and every pain that you're going through, I went through it. I experienced the same pain. In fact, you only get to live some 70 years, or you only get to live some 60 years. Methuselah, I'm going to tell you, I get to live 969 years. And Lord will tell you, I've been through it all. 125 years, I had a big ark. And you would think when I finished the ark, it was over. But when I came out of the ark, I was drinking. You can't tell me about pain. These men will tell you that they went through it all. But they're here today in the realms of the Spirit telling us we can make it. I want to say to you tonight, don't look at what is happening in the world. Don't look at what is happening around you. Don't look at how people are crying and moaning. If some of those folks who haven't warned God, they will take the blessings. They will take the check from the government. But they don't want nothing to do with the government. They will take every donation that are given up by the church, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and whoever else. Decide to give them something. But tell them about Jesus. And tell them they have to live right. Stop shocking them. Stop playing the number. Stop drinking. Stop cussing and lying and chewing tobacco. And they will reject the God that you give them. But I want to say to you tonight, there's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And his name is Jesus. And whatever you're going through tonight, I am asking you. I am imploring you. I am patiently asking you. I am pleading with you to turn it over to Jesus. And I promise, if you turn it over to Jesus, because that's where David was. David was at a place he couldn't understand. My God, everything I did for Saul. I mean, if he wanted me to play, I played. If he sent me the army, I didn't know I was coming back. But I went in the battle for him. But yet, he plotted his death. One time, David had an opportunity to kill him on the ground. And the servant Joab said, kill him. And he said, no, I cannot touch the Lord's anointed. So sometimes your enemy right around there, plotting and talking about you. God saying, do not touch them. I will deal with them. And I'm saying to you tonight that whatever you're going through, I want you to hear me by the word of God. Let you know that God is with you. I'm speaking to you all the way from the Bahamas. I'm speaking to you from this land, just like your land, that are going through problems. But the difference with us and you, we hold on to the Lord Jesus Christ just like you. We shall make it. Yes, the world is in trouble. There's trouble in Russia. There's trouble in China. There's trouble in India. There's trouble in Mexico. There's trouble in Guatemala. There's trouble in England, trouble in Israel, trouble in Sudan, trouble in Saudi Arabia, trouble in Canada, trouble in Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, trouble in Guyana, trouble in Argentina and Brazil. But I will say to you, if you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he is a friend that will stick closer in a brother. If you bind yourself to him, if you knit yourself to Jesus, don't care what the world is going through. He says even in Psalms 46, he said, God is my refuge. And he said, even though the earth be removed, and all of the mountain be carried into the midst of the sea, he shall help you. That right and early, when you at your last wit, sometimes you pray all night, and at the breaking of dawn, Jacob said, Lord, I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. And right at your final strength of last strength, oh, glory to God, you live the king, no robo, son of the son, no robo, Jesus, right there, at your very last, God will come to you and send a blessing, whether it be in healing or in deliverance. He will deliver you by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I thank him even now in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Folks, stick close to your friend. Stick close to Jesus. I promise you, if you stick close to Jesus, yes, the world is in trouble because they reject him. But if you stick close to Jesus, he said that none of the disease of the Egyptian would be allowed to come on you. I'm saying to you tonight, stick close to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Almighty God, I pray now for all of those that are listening under the sound of my voice. In every nation that upon the face of the earth, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll move upon them even by the power of the Holy Ghost. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for you declared even in your word that we are one, two, or three, that thou art in the midst. And God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will come down to your children and be friends, become their best friend. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus that they will commune with you in prayer and that they will hear you for the word of God. And even now, Lord Jesus, speak to this people. Bring about a change. Bring about a transformation by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that minds will be opened and souls will be set free from the bondage of hell. I break every chain. I move even now in the marine kingdom. I set this people free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bring out of their home every trinket and every want by the power of the Holy Ghost. I command in the name of Jesus that they be free. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God. Amen. What a word. What a word. What a word on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Even as the man of God declared, there's trouble all around. Glory to God. But there is a friend. My. Even as the man of God began to declare the word, we could see the different situations and scenarios in our own life. But we thank the Lord on tonight that this word has enabled us to reach. It enabled us, glory be to God, to see where we stand, to see where we stand in our lives. Amen. Glory be to God. There is a friend. Hallelujah. Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God. Think it's closer. Glory be to God. Closer than a brother. Amen. Glory to God. He gave his life. He gave his life. Oh, yeah. Glory be to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, Jesus. Hallelujah. By the name of Jesus. By the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Jesus.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Glory to God. Thank God for this word on tonight. Glory to God. I'm telling you, so much has, amen, been declared into our hearing, into our spirit on tonight, people of God. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, this is a word that will enable us to reset. Amen. It'll enable us, glory be to God, hallelujah, to know where our strength is. Glory to God.
Yes.
Know where we can misplace our trust, misplace our faith. Amen. Emma. Gloria Mahaya. Glory to God. He has made us a promise that he never leave us. Glory be to God.
Jesus. Glory
to God. Woo. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We
glory
bless
to God. Jesus.
Glory to God. Know who we connect with. Know who we connect with. Amen.
Glory to
God. As the man of God says, sometimes there's a cutting away. Amen. Depending on where the Lord is taking us. Amen.
Jesus.
But I bless the Lord. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
On tonight. Glory to God. I bless them on tonight. Amen. For this word. God, I bless God.
Hallelujah.
Man of God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory to my God.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Yea, God. Yea,
glory,
God.
Glory, glory. Jesus.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man of God. Amen.
Glory.
Maybe there's someone on the line tonight.
Glory Jesus.
To God. Maybe. Amen. By this word. Glory be to God. They have come to, they've reconnected. They've reconnected on tonight.
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you will tonight, man of God, if you would, amen, just open, amen, amen. Open the line. If there's anyone that would like to give their lives to the Lord.
Amen, Jesus. Amen.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God. Yeah, God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Let me give this
amen,
line.
Jesus.
Man of God. Look at my
amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, I say, amen, Jesus, if there is anyone, amen, Jesus, on this live feed, amen, Jesus, that is listening now under the sound of my voice, amen, Jesus, and want to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, folks, I just want to say, because you know, sometimes the word of God says that we overcome him by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. And I want to say to you tonight, amen, Jesus, that is talking to you all the way from the sunny seas of the Bahama land. Folks, I'm telling you, I wasn't always like this. Amen, Jesus. I want to say to you, amen, Jesus, before I came to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord was calling me, but I said, Lord, I can't come to you yet until I get rich. And folks, I'm telling you, I want you to hear me, amen, Jesus, as a witness to you, quick, fast, and hurry that you come to Jesus. I'm telling you, in my sin, amen, Jesus, the Lord was calling me, and I rejected him. In 1987, I died, came out of my body. So don't get caught up in your body. I came out of my body, and I went down to the belly of hell. And just like Jonah, when I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, after I was experiencing the fire and the torment and seeing my soul coming to my body, and I couldn't get back to my body, but I called on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, Lord, I know you don't want me to go like this. And when I call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I come back out of the belly of hell and came back in my body. And there must be someone that is out there that had probably a similar experience like me. And Jesus might do all the things we did, because you know sometimes folks say, well, I born and I grew up in church, but that doesn't mean nothing. The word of the Lord declares when God spoke, amen, Jesus, even unto Nicodemus. Nicodemus was educated, he was well smart, he was intelligent, but yet Jesus said to him, verily I say unto thee, you must be born again. And he said, how can a man be born? And he said, by the water and by the Spirit. He said, you have to go down, amen, Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he said, before you do that, you have to confess with your mouth. John, amen, Jesus, Romans 10 and 13 said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, God has risen him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. And I want to say to you tonight, whoever is listening to this on tonight, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of your sin, you said you were born or you go to church from you as a child, but I want to say to you tonight, there is an extended invitation to you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ right now, you just let me know, amen, Jesus, and I will pray with you, and he will come in your life and make a change by the power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Must be someone out there in the sound. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank
Glory
you.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Any special prayer requests on tonight? Any special prayer requests on tonight? Amen. Glory be to God.
Glory to God.
God. Ah, yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory,
Lord. I'd like to ask prayer for my friend Kara. She's having a family problem.
Amen, Jesus. Let's pray for Carol. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll move even now. wherever she is, God, that you would touch her by the power of the Holy Ghost. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would touch her from the crown of her head even to the sole of her feet. And mighty God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would speak and minister unto her. Send the angels of Almighty God, goodness and mercy, beauty and bounds, O God, would make a shield and a protection around her, O God, and above her. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will fight and war for her soul. Mm-hmm. Send even Michael the archangel now from the midst of the golden candlestick to fight for her soul. I decree it by the power of the living Christ. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hello. Hello.
Go ahead, Carla.
Hello, hello. Amen. Go ahead.
I just want prayer for my two sons, Devontae and Hakeem. They in jail, and one in prison, one in jail, and I want you to pray for me and my children. My name is Belinda.
Amen, Jesus, Belinda. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, even now for Belinda, oh God, even on tonight. God, I remember in your word, God, even when Joseph was in captivity, God, even in the days of old, you move. Oh God, even when Daniel was placed within the lion's den. God, you are the same God that was in the days of old, is yet still alive now to ancient time. And God, I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you will move even in this system. God, I pray even now as they sit, oh God, even in those institutions, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the power of the living Christ, oh God, and the salvation and deliverance will rest upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus that you will save, oh God, and that you deliver them, oh God, even now, but in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will move, oh God, even in the institution, and God, even in the penal system. I pray, oh God, even in the state system, God, even in the county system, God, even in the federal system, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will break the will and the power of the enemy, oh God, even over their life. God, I know you can do it because, God, you did it for me. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will bring them out by the power of the living Christ. God, I pray for this woman, God, and the rest of her family. Lord Jesus, that you make ways and open doors for them in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whatever they ask according to your will, that you will do it even now for Linda and her family. I decree it by the power of the living Christ. Do it now. In the mighty name of Jesus, by apostolic authority. We decree it in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Him to the King. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move even now. Move by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shield and protect those young men. I pray in the name of Jesus that no destruction will come to them. But the life of God will be revealed to them. And thank you for it, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Anyone
else? Jesus.
Anyone else called to God? Glory to God.
Hello, yes. Hello?
I can hear you.
Hey, my name is Gwen, and I asked for you to pray for my husband, Curtis Davis. He got into a situation. He gave a guy a ride and got stopped by the police. The guy jumped out, left his bag in his car, and there was drugs in it. So I need to get some prayer for him over this situation, that he comes out of this victorious, please.
Hallelujah. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I pray even now for Curtis. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, I bind the will of the enemy now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
I come against the spirit of false accusation. I come, oh God, against the spirit of deceit. I come against, oh God, the spirit of deception. I come against the spirit of conspiracy. I pray of the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ, even cursed. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus,
in Jesus' name,
of the living Christ, oh God, will save this man. I pray in the name of Jesus that the power of the Holy Ghost will rest upon him in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus that even when he's going into the car, Lord, you said in your word that when we stand, oh God, before the judgment,
yes,
God, before the supreme system, God, you said that we will not have to speak, but oh God, I pray in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh God, even with him, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will become, oh God, as loyal, God, and as constant. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the judge, oh God, have, because you said that the answer in the heart of man is from the Lord. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the man's heart is right with God. You said that even his enemies will be at peace. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will give this man peace in this situation. God, bring him.
Yes,
that individual will testify that the living God has come down to this situation in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
when he come out, tell him, get him.
Jesus.
You hear me? Tell him when he come in, run into the house of God. In Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. Amen. Thank you.
In the mighty name of Jesus, we set him free. For whom the Son set free is free indeed.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for setting him free. Thank you for setting him free. You did it for Daniel. You did it for Joseph.
Yes.
You did it for Jeremiah.
Yes.
You did it for Paul. You did it for Peter. Do it now for him.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you too.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Another caller on the platform. Go ahead, caller. Glory to God.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me live?
Hi. This is Sister Clarissa.
Clarissa.
I'm calling to ask God prayer that God touched me in my situation and for strength to strengthen my faith. And just got it. And I want to go high in the Lord.
Okay. Amen, Jesus Christ. I just want to say a little word for you before I pray. The word of the Lord declares that the joy of the Lord is our strength. The word of the Lord also declared, amen, Jesus, that whatever we ask in his name, believing that we shall receive. The word of the Lord also declared, again, the word of the Lord, that the angel of the Lord are encamped around about us. Lord God Almighty, I pray even now on tonight for this young lady.
Yes.
God, I pray in the name of Jesus, she declared that she want to go high in you. Almighty God, I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of intercessory will rest upon her, that she will spend time even more with you in prayer and in fasting. I pray in the name of Jesus, word of the living God will come alive to her. God, I pray, oh God, that the word of God will become her necessary food. I pray in the name of Jesus that the fountain of life will wake up in her soul, that the tap of eternal life will open in her soul, and that the spirit of the living God will take her even higher. God, I pray, for you said even in your word that without a vision the people will perish. And God, I pray for Rissa, oh God, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you, Lord Jesus, will give an open eye mission as she draw closer to you. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will bring her closer. For you said even in your word that they that draw nigh to thee, that you will draw nigh to them. And I pray In the name of Jesus, as she requests and as she asks, oh God, to draw nigh to you, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as you take, oh God, even the Apostle Paul, oh God, in the Arabian desert, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will take even this young lady from families and friends and give her a period of time that she will spend time in your presence, that she will know you by word and in prayer. And I thank you for it even now. In Jesus' name. God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God. Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anyone else tonight?
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Great is his name. Great is his name.
Yeah.
King of all the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hosanna to the King of Kings and the Lord.
Great
I am.
Thank you, Jesus. Anyone else or not? One else. Glory to God. Yeah, God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you,
Glory
to God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
Hello. Glory.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I can hear you.
I would like to ask for prayer for Ms. Wilcox. She's one of the directors at the work release facility that I'm at. And yesterday she was robbed at gunpoint while she was standing in for a friend at the store. I ask that you please give her peace of mind and the ability to cope through this trauma-free, worry-free, stress-free, because she's going through something and she needs strength to go through it. Please.
Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, oh God, even now for God. Lord God Almighty, I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of justice and equality, whoever that individual is, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, that the system will catch him and he will be arrested and charged before the court. Body God, I pray in the name of Jesus, because your word says, he found stealing that he ought to repay sevenfold. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that they will catch it in the system. And mighty God, I pray, oh God, even now, for this lady that is traumatized. I pray, oh God, for this lady that is now in fear because of that which has happened in her life. I pray in the name of Jesus, as your word says, that perfect love casts out all fear.
Yeah.
I pray in the name of Jesus that the spirit of love and power out of a sound mind will come upon her even now and give her eternal peace. I pray about that the God of eternal peace will rest upon her in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus even now that you, oh God, the bottom of her heart will be love. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will move even in her mind. Take away the fear. Take away the trauma in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that you will become her psychiatrist, that you will become her psychologist in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak into her mind. Speak into her spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Give her divine peace in the mighty name of Jesus. And I smooth her even now. By the mighty name of Jesus. But God, allow the wicked to go free. Catch them and arrest them. Decree it now that justice will prevail. And I thank you even now in Jesus' name. God bless you. In Jesus' name. All right.
Thank you, Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Fire.
Glory to
the oil of thine anointing. The oil of his anointing. Fall even now. Oil of his anointing. And the Holy Ghost. Fall even now. Anoint her even now, Lord. Anoint her. In the name of Jesus, move and anoint her even now. Anoint her by the oil of thine anointing. I decree it even.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Anoint her now and give her peace. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
God bless. God bless. God bless. In Jesus' name. God bless.
Glory.
Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you. Glory, Abba.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Abba. Mega. Glory to God. God is moving by his spirit. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight?
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Any of my glory to
Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I'm a stable.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Glory. Ah, yeah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, King Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Almighty God. Thank you, Almighty God. Mighty God, mighty God, mighty God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Indomitable Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Go ahead, Carla.
Hello,
go ahead.
This is Sister Betty. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Go ahead.
I give honor to Christ, who's the head of my life. Thank you, Lord, for being there so many times for me. When I didn't even know, before even come to know who Christ was or about.
Yes, ma'am.
But he's always been there. I've realized that in the past.
Yes, ma'am.
Few years. There's something that occurred when I was a mid-teenager. I've been trying to get over my...
Wow.
Glory to God. I've been trying to put it in the back of my mind.
Yes, yes. Jesus.
I have sexual assault. Well, that's too good of a name for it, what occurred.
Jesus.
But I've been trying to, you know, get it out of my mind, put it out of my mind. Few days,
yes.
I'm good. Next few days, I'm so filled with rage. You know, because it happened, and I just, you know, I just now have trouble. I've listened to you about trust, you know, not realizing that it should have been Christ, that it should have been trusting in instead of To the length that I did trust, friend, a husband. Well, I've been married twice, so when you said that about looking for that trust, well, I guess that's what I was doing in my life, but I realized it can't come through there. I have this problem of, as I say, trying to get that out of my mind. It just does not go. All I can do is come on and ask for prayer. Help my mind move past it. And also, I'm waking up for years now with like 2:30, 3:30.
Yes.
Just up and up. It's just every night thing. Just 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I'm up and can't fall back to sleep. I'll turn on TV and listen to prayer and listen to pastor. Turn my phone on and put it on the Bible. Just let it read to me. And also, there's another. Even when I do that, and I think I feel pretty good before I wake up in the morning time, my God, I start dreaming. And the last thing in my dream, Jesus Christ, last thing in my dreams, or I'm seeing snakes.
Jesus, yes.
I'm seeing snakes, and it's always poisonous snakes. I don't know why I'm seeing this when I'm trying to just move forward, put everything behind me, but it just happens so often. I can't let it keep me from reading the Bible. I can't let it keep me from doing that. All I can do is call the name of Jesus and help me to be strong. Pray for the spirit of the fruits of the spirit to help me go on and try to be that better person that I know I can be and desire to be. But it's just waking up every morning with a headache and seeing these visions, and I just try to stay quiet tonight, but I just feel like I need to just go ahead and let it out and ask for help.
Yes.
The only thing I know to do now.
Amen, Jesus. I just want to read you a scripture first, right? Quick, before I pray. You hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it says this is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 7. Unless I be exalted to the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a messenger a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, unless I be exalted above measure. For this thing I sought the Lord thence, that it may depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly therefore I rather glory in my affliction, than the power of Christ may rest upon me. And I want to share this with you. And then when you go down, when you get some time, you can look at it. You hear me? When you read your Bible, it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Like I said, I started at verse 7, right? But I really wanted to go down. But because of time, I stopped at verse 9. But verse 10 also says, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproach and necessities and persecution and distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want to say this to you, right, even though you didn't reveal all to me, right, but I want to say to you now, when you see those snakes, that's literally the works of the devil. What the devil is doing, he's trying to play on your mind. Now, I don't know what it is all because you didn't reveal it to me, and like I tell you, the Lord didn't reveal all to me, but here's what's going on in your life. What's going on in your life now? There is something that has happened in your life, whether it be a rape incident or incest or something like that. And that door never was closed. So what you have to do now, you have to go back in there. If that individual is alive, hear me good. If that individual is alive, you probably need to have a conversation with them. Or if that individual is dead, then you need to go to God and ask God to totally take you from that pain of that soul. Because what the enemy is trying to do, the enemy is trying to play on your emotions. So even while you're awake, he's trying to play on you. And while you're asleep, he's trying to kill you in your sleep with snakes. You understand what I'm saying to you? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. So
yes,
what you have to do now, here's what you have to do. You have to draw nigh closer to God so that the enemy will flee off your life. And that's why I show you that scripture right there in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 17. The enemy, 17:7, the enemy is literally coming after your life now. And what you have to do is that you got to get close to God. So even sometime, like you say, you're reading the night, sometime when you get time, you just got to get up and just walk to your house. Get you some olive oil and walk to your house. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, bind every demon, every force. And I want to say to you tonight too, if you have anything in your house that is of the enemy, whether it be something from a sleuth say, or something from a medium, or something from a tarot card reader, or something from a shaman, or something from a voodoo man, or something from a voodoo man, whatever it is that you have in your house. And sometimes even when we go to McDonald's and stuff, and we get these toys and stuff and things from our kids, and sometimes when we go to the shop, because we see these ancient stuff we buy and all these figurines and stuff that we have in our homes, sometimes what happens, just like they did the days of old with Joshua, we bring things in our homes. Just how Achan brought the Babylonian garment in their homes, and when you go to the book of Acts, you see how they grab all the books and they grab all of these things and they throw them out of their homes. I want to see you tonight, Mom. Hear me, Mom. You need to get rid of some stuff in your house, but not just your physical house. You need to get rid of some stuff or your spiritual house. Whatever it is, late in the night, I want you to do this for me. Grab the olive oil, walk around you, and anoint your house. Anoint your house in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Foursquare, walk around your house in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch the door, touch your bed, touch the window, touch the yard. Walk around even sometime in the night. Just walk on the outside and plead the blood of Jesus Christ. And I promise you, if you plead the blood of Jesus Christ, the word of God declares that in the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Because he know the power would be in the name of Jesus. So whatever it is that you have in your life, first of all, take it out of your life. Go and ask forgiveness. You have to get healed. Sometimes some folks go through some hurts. Sometimes folks go away from fire. Sometimes you might get to this person, but if you could call them on the phone and try and reason with them and try, see, sometimes because what they'll do to you, sometimes when you try to talk to them, they make you look like you're the one who created. But you didn't create it, but I want to say to you tonight, when you go down and make sure carry your olive oil and anoint yourself. And I promise you by the will of God, because he said in his word that he wants us to have a sweet sleep, peace. And he said, the Lord give us a sweet sleep. So there's no trouble in our sleep. And the word of God said the only way we can be troubled in our sleep is like what Jacob did when we wrestled with the Lord all night for our blessing. Other than that, we must be able to sleep. You hear me? You must be able to sleep. Find that spirit right now of insomnia. I come against it now with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I come against depression. I come against Leviathan. The Lord rebuke you. I come against oppression. I come against confusion. I come against the spirit of suicide. I come against every snake. I come against the witches. I come against the worm. And I send them back. Every witch and warlock, I send your tricks and want it back at you. In the mighty name of Jesus, cleanse this woman home. Cleanse it now by the power of the living Christ. In Jesus' name, God bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Make sure go in the word of God. Go in the word of God I give you. And look at the word for yourself. Anoint your house. Anoint your house. And whatever you get in there, in your God, throw it out of your house. Let the garbage man carry it. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. Hallelujah. God of Jesus, cover her now. Angel of Almighty God, Michael the Archangel, fight for her. Send angel to fight for this woman's soul. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break every generational curse of her life. I break it off now. In the name of Jesus, I come against everything. Every spirit of incest, I curse it now. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you now. I set our mind free. For you said whom the Son set free is free indeed. I speak peace, a sound mind to her in Jesus' name. And our mind will be stayed on Christ.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
River of life, river of life, river of life and peace flow in the midst of our home. I pray in the name of Jesus that the kingdom of Almighty God will be established in our home. In Jesus' name.
Thank you,
Lord. In
Jesus'
name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
I love you.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Inaudible. In the mighty name of Jesus. Move. Move now by the power of the living Christ. Under the sound of our voice. With the sound of the voice of God. They will hear the cry of the Lamb and become a witness. I pray in the name of Jesus that witnesses, that this will not just be a podcast, but witnesses will arise, sons of God, and declare the word of God. This weak and dying nation, bring men out of their sin. Oh God, that they will go even to Chicago. God, that they will go. Oh God, to Haiti. God, that they will go even into every nation upon the face of the earth. Even in the Red China. Even in the Pakistan and Afghanistan. I pray, God, that they will go to the Philippines with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree it by the power of the living Christ. Fire the Holy Ghost. Fire the Holy Ghost. Take it into the hands of in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Fire the Holy Ghost. Jesus.
Thank you, Son. Thank you. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes,
glory
God.
To God.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to
my Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
God. Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. There's no one else on the platform on tonight. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. No one.
Hallelujah.
Tonight, yeah, God. Glory be to God. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory. Ah, yes, God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God, hallelujah. Glory to God for all that he's done on tonight, man of God. We just thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to
hallelujah.
God for his
glory.
Hallelujah. His manifestation.
Hallelujah.
Power of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Whoa, go, say God. Thank you.
Jesus.
Glory
Jesus.
To God. Thank the Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's getting moving. He's moving on tonight. Glory be to God. For God, he's yet moving. Amen. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just believe this is a good place right here. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Fine. Amen. Because the Lord is moving. Glory to God. We're going to open the lines on tonight. Glory to God. And let's give God a praise for what he has done.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're open.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless the Lord again on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for you, man of God. We thank God for you for
Jesus, yes.
Glory be to God. We're just so grateful. Amen. For all, again, that the Lord has done. We're grateful tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. So much has happened. Glory be to God. That
yes.
Manifested. But I tell you on tonight, God has done a work. Amen. In the lives
Jesus.
Of his people. Glory to God. Hey, Moshe, God. Thank you. Ooh, glory to God. So at this time, amen, glory to God, we're going to ask, amen, one of our advisors, amen, Jesus, glory to God, Prophetess Everett, if she would come and pray a blessing on your life on tonight. Glory be to God.
Jesus.
We're grateful, amen, for what he has done tonight. Glory to God. We just want to ask her to come. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. Oh, my God. There you go. There you go. God. Hey, hey. Glory
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Ooh, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Looks like you're on the platform side. Woman of God, go ahead. You have the platform.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Take your phone. There you go. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Eba.
Okay. Can you hear me now? Thank you, Jesus.
And yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you tonight. We come before you, Lord, on behalf of what you've done already. And we decree your greatness and your power, Lord, to resonate and rest upon everyone tonight. Thank you for your manservant tonight, Lord. Bless him, his family. Lord, bless the works of his hand. Continue to raise him up in ministry. Use him mightier than ever before. Let your will be done in his life, Lord, so that others will see how great you are in him, Lord, and how you manifested yourself, Lord, in him, and you made yourself known. Continue to reveal to him, Lord, your word and your will and your way. Strike the gifts us in his life so that your people will be healed, delivered, and set free. Bless his counsel, Lord. Use him greatly. Let the blood of Jesus prevail. Let your will be done with him. And everything, Lord, that he said he do, we decree your hand be upon him now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, as never before. Almighty God, make yourself known to this servant. Bless him, Lord, that others will see and benefit for what you've done through his life. We thank you for using him tonight. Let your will be done in all of our lives as we receive and we ponder, Lord, and we rest with what you've done this night. In Jesus' name, bless your servant, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Jesus.
Woo-hoo. Hiya.
Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yeba.
Thank you, Lord.
Hina mama.
Hiya.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
Glory.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Oh, Master. Glory to God. Such Jesus. A your anointing on the line tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless God.
Jesus.
And he's moving.
Yes.
Glory to God. And glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. People of God tonight. Amen. So much has been said. Amen. Glory to God. So much has been said on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Word. Glory to God. Most of all, the spirit on tonight. People of God, we want you to get a copy. Amen. Glory to God. We encourage you to get a copy. Glory to God. Please, sir, get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Get a copy. Amen. You don't want to miss it on tonight. Glory to God. So much has been said. Amen. Glory be to God. We will encourage you. Amen. It's absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers. Glory to God. And the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. And for those of you that are requesting copies, amen, from other countries, glory be to God, you can just simply, amen, send us a text message via WhatsApp. Amen. And the number for you to text is 678-608-7234. And again, that's 678-608-2234. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Please, ma'am, please, sir, get your copy on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Please get your copy. And when you get it, please send a copy. Send it to someone else. Send it to a couple of people. Amen on tonight. Amen. This is a transforming word, a transforming word. Glory to God. It calls us to look at our lives. See what we're putting in front. Glory to God. See who we're connecting ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God for our friend. Amen. The Lord, he calls and he did it closer than a brother. Amen. So at this time, people of God, we're going to turn the platform back over to you, man of God. Amen. On tonight, glory to God, if you want to even mention about your broadcast and if you're on Facebook Live, amen. Amen. Let us know where we can connect with you. Amen. Glory be to God. You have the
blessing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm coming to you all the way from the sunny isles in the Bahamas, in Nassau, Bahamas. Amen, Jesus. And I praise and I magnify him. We have two things on Facebook. We have one live that we have every Wednesday. Amen. With the woman of God called Breaking Barriers on Michelle Mort. Her name is Assistant Pastor Michelle Mort. You can look it up on Facebook. It's called Breaking Barriers every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. And then every Sunday morning, not every Sunday, but just sometimes Sunday, we do have a live cast that we put on. And we'll also have a live this Sunday. Amen. It's called Vision of God. Amen. Outreach Ministry. And we also, too, sometimes you can reach it through Pastor Howard Mort. That's Howard Mort or Michelle Mort, amen, Jesus, through any one of those live. So we'll be on live on Sunday at 10 o'clock. So however the Lord lead you, Amen, Jesus. But first of all, make sure go to your house, amen, Jesus, of worship, that you may worship God. And I want to thank you from every nation upon the face of the earth that took our time tonight to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. I want to say thank you very much from the islands of the Bahamas. And whenever the Lord speak to you, please come this way. Amen, Jesus. Just give us a call. Amen, Jesus. My number is 1-242-447-7971. 1-242-447-9-7-1, all the way in Nassau, Bahamas. God bless you, and we love you from the sunny Bahamas. God forever bless you. And don't forget, if we don't meet on this side, let us meet in the kingdom of Almighty God, whose name is Jesus, and he's King over all the earth. God bless you, and we love you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 God bless you again, people of God. Glory be to God. Thank God for you, Pastor. Thank God for evangelists.
Yes.
Amen. Thank God for your daughter. Amen. That beautiful solo.
Amen.
Has such a golden voice.
Amen.
And we thank God for her. Amen. We're going to be looking, amen, when you can find, whenever you all can find time in your schedule, to please come back and be with us again. Amen. Jesus, we're always open. Amen. Anytime. Amen. You're in our thoughts.
Yes.
You're in our prayers. Always, always,
amen.
Always. Amen.
We'll do the same for you. Amen.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. So at this time, we're going to open the line for our unified praise. Amen, Jesus, for
amen.
The God. Yes, sir. Were you saying something, Pastor?
No.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to open the line
amen.
For our unified praise on tonight. Amen, Jesus. And just thank God for what you've done.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Holy, holy.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God bless you on tonight. We love you. Amen. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes there are obstacles in the road that can leave you feeling low, and you don't know how to move forward.
Goodbye.
There are times you want to take, but the way gets hard to trace. Now you're wondering, how did you get here? But don't you give up.